Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I appreciate you being here, each one of you. I just want once again to bring forth my brother Carl McKitty's son Michael. He had a relapse a couple days ago. Carl and Kim have taken upon their own to bring Michael home with them for a certain amount of days to help him because he was having struggles within the facility that he was at. We have no idea how it happened, but it shouldn't happen. So that was a couple days ago. It takes 5 to 7 days for him to be ready to go back to a facility that can care for him and give him the needs that he's in need of. So be aware of that in your prayers. It's a very long road. It's a hard road for the whole family, I'm sure. And most important, not only for Michael, but keep Carl in your prayers, because he obviously is struggling with this. It's difficult. I'll mention who's up on front here with me. My brother David is going to be speaking and bringing the word of the hour. So even now, if you would offer a prayer for him, that the Lord would continue to inspire him, and that our eyes and our ears and our minds would be open to those things which he's prepared to bring. And also, before I get too far, I wanted my brother, I figured if you heard it from him, it would be better than if you heard it from me. He wants to give you a little bit of an update of what's going on with Holly, so you have knowledge firsthand of the difficulties that are going on within their lives and the decisions that he has to make. David?
For those of you that don't know, Holly 4 years ago had neck surgery, which due to the fluid in the back of her neck, they call it Chiari malformation. Well, the scar tissue is built back up there, which is causing the fluid to build back up. So, as of right now, they did an MRI, and the doctor called us the other day, the same doctor that did the surgery, he wants them to have a CAT scan of her brain done now. For other reasons, we don't know why, but I think it backs up the fluid into your brain, too. I don't know that much about doctor terminology or medical terminology. So we just ask an answer for, you know, an interest in your prayers for her and me. And then on the 27th of this month, we are meeting with the doctors to go over everything and what they've decided to do. Because if you don't, she's caught in the middle, because if you don't do the surgery, they said it could cripple her. And if you do the surgery and something happens, it could cripple her. So she's caught in the middle. So we just ask that you guys would pray for us.
Our call to worship this morning comes from Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be afflicted for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Would you please bow with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the peace that you bestow upon us each day and even now. And pray, Father, that through this hour your Spirit would be here, that you would attend to my brother David as he is prepared to bring those words which have been placed upon his heart, that truly as they come forth, Father, we would have understanding and a renewed joy within our hearts to go forth and do a good works for thee. Father, I pray that you would be with me also as I preside, and be with our sister as she plays the piano and the ministry that that brings, and continue to guide and direct each one of us in our thoughts and our actions, is my prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
My theme today is praise Him. I would like to talk to you about us as Christians and the different ways it talks about in the books of Psalm. So most of my scriptures will be coming from the book of Psalms, about how it tells us how we can talk about praising Him. My opening scripture is Psalms 134. It's an exhortation to praise God. Behold, bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which standeth by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Bless the Lord that hath made the heaven and the earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Well, when you're looking for something to talk about, I was looking to talk about praising Him. And so I went to the book of Psalms. And I didn't realize this, but just looking throughout the book, the whole entire book of Psalms, which I believe there's 150 of them? Yeah, there's 150 Psalms, to be exact. It talks about it 26 different times, the word praise. So I'm going to tell us just some of the ways that we as Christians can and will praise Him. The first one is, this is Psalms 9, and it talks about executing judgment in the way of praising God for His executing of judgment. And it's Psalms 9, verses 1 through 4. I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in Thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When thine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sittest in the throne judging right. So God has promised to turn our enemies and to also judge us in righteousness. Another way to we can praise Him is through His deliverance. This is Psalms 30, verses 1 through 4. I will exhort thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought me up, brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. So when we as Christians, we are to praise God, and he will hear, he has promised to hear our cries and to deliver us from our troubles. Another way to praise him is for his goodness. This is Psalms 31, verses 22 through 24. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful and the plentiful, rewarding the proud doer. Sorry, I have trouble with that word. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hopeth in the Lord. So when we as Christians need to thank him for giving us courage and strength for his goodness, because it all comes from him. Like the courage to stand up here and preach to you guys. Here's another way to praise God with gladness. This one is with gladness. This is Psalms 100. I know I'm jumping around, but it's just the order that I decided to go in. This is Psalms 100, verses 1, 2, and 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So we as Christians are to serve the Lord with gladness forever. Another way to praise God is for his mercy. This is Psalms 103. Let me know if I'm going a little bit fast in case you guys want to follow along. This is Psalms 103, verses 1 through 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. So we as Christians are to praise him for having mercy upon us as his children. Another way God is to be praised is in Zion. This is Psalms 99, verses 1 and 2. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. So we as Christians are to give him all the praise for Zion, because without him there would be no Zion. At least that's my opinion. There is Another way men are to praise God. This one is for his gloriness and gracious works. This is Psalms 111, verses 1 through 4. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The work of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful work to be remembered. The Lord is great, gracious, and full of compassion. So we as a congregation of Christians are to do our work and to praise him. Another way to praise God is for his excellency. This is Psalms 113. And the things that I am reading are the little underneath each Psalms. It gives a little thing that tells what that Psalm is about. That's where I'm getting the things before I read the scriptures that I am reading. The little quotations. This one is Psalms 113, verses 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye saints, our servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. So as Christians, we are to give him all the praise he deserves for his excellence. This one will be Psalms 98. Verses 7 and 9. This is all creatures exhort to praise God. And the one below it runs almost similar to it. So I'll read them both. This one is 98, and the other one will be 148. But I'm going to read 98, verses 7 through 9. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the earth, the world, and they that dwell with therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he commandeth to judge the earth with righteousness. He shall judge the world and the people with equity. So even the seas and the hills praise God for creating them. Now this is Psalms 148. It's in all creations exhort to praise God. This is verses 3 through 5. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye water that is above, that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commandeth, and they were created. So even the stars and the moons and the heavens praise God together. There's another way to praise God, and this is through our musical instruments, with instruments of music. This is Psalms 150. It's verses 3 through 5. Praise him with the sound of trumpet. Praise him with the psalmist of harps. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. So when we as Christians use our musical talents, like Diane is using hers, we thank you for that. We are bringing praise to God. There's another. Here's one about praising and trusting in God. This is Psalms 146. This is verses 1 through 3. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of men, in whom there is no hope. So that tells me, as Christians, we are to praise and trust God and not to put our trust in men alone. God is to be praised, reasons thereof. Now this is going back to Psalms 66. This is verses 16 through 20. Come and hear, all ye that feareth God, and I will declare what he hath done for me, for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was exalted with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. So we as Christians pray to God, and he will hear and answer our prayers. We are to praise him for that. That is how we show him that we love him, and that is how he is showing us that he loves us, by answering our prayers. And now in closing, I know me personally, I have a lot of things to thank and praise God for it in my life. With all my surgeries I've had, with all my pacemakers that I've gone through over the years, being raised in a Christian home with my mom and my dad, and also having Holly in my life at the time when I needed her, and throughout the things that me and her have gone through, we've always praised God for everything that he's given us together as husband and wife. So when we as Christians praise in the different ways that I've just read about, we are showing him how much we love him, because when you show praise to somebody, you are showing them love. I am now going to read one last scripture. It is Psalms 117. It's just two verses, and it's an exhortation to praise God. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and his truth and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. For me, as far as I'm concerned, that should sum it up for all of us, that we just need to praise him and thank him every day for everything he's given unto us and for everything he's doing throughout our lives, whether it be big or small. And just remember, in the times of troubles, always to praise him for no matter what comes your way. Thank you, and may God bless you.
It's interesting that David brought forth the Psalms of David in his work today, and I appreciate those things that he brought forth. It's also interesting that as he was speaking and reading those Psalms, about halfway through, Psalm 117 came to my mind, and at the very end, David had read Psalm 117. So I thought that was, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways, and I do appreciate all that was brought forth. We need to praise and glorify God each day in our lives always and recognize him, that he is worthy of our praise, and that all good things, as we spoke this morning, come from him, that without him we could do no good. Would you bow with me? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, all praise, honor, and glory is thine. I pray, Father, that those words of praise and the ways that we should praise you daily would be on our hearts and minds as we leave this place. I pray that your angels would go before us, Father, to keep us safe. I pray for all those that are in need, those who could not be here today for whatever reason, that you would prick their hearts and bless them, Father, and let them know that they are being thought of and prayed for. Be with us as we leave. May we rejoice, Father, in the knowledge that you have given us through thy Son, Jesus Christ, that there is more than this, that as we look outside and see the beauty before each one of us, that there is so much more. Be with us, guide and direct us, even our very thoughts and actions, is my prayer in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters.